The usual introductions and formalities were completed, and Finn took a breath as Olivia Sheridan was introduced as the spokesperson for Sheridan Corps. A dark mutter from much of the crowd swelled as she stood. Reluctant sympathy shot through Finn as she stumbled on her way across to the lectern. As she stood at the microphone, the screen illuminated and the title slide saying Sheridan Corps, moving the Whitsundays forward, brought a renewed negative response from the audience. Liv began to speak, and the crowd quieted. Good morning, and thank you for joining us here today. We're excited about the future of the Whitsunday region. Her voice was steady, but as she brought up the first slide, she dabbed at her lips with a tissue. Sheridan Corps has an outstanding reputation globally. Australia is an important part of our business, and we hold significant interests in a range of commodity industries across all mainland states and the Northern Territory. We are a major Australian employer with over 20,000 people working across the mining sector, including coal, copper, gold, nickel and zinc. We are very proud of the role we play in assisting the economy and creating lasting benefits in Australia, and we look forward to including the Whitsunday region in our future. Already the crowd was sitting up and taking notice. Finn wondered if they were aware of the percentage of Sheridan Corps owned by the Chinese company Zenith. Greg's investigation had revealed some increased investment in the region by the mother company recently, but he was sitting on that information until he needed it. Finn leaned forward as the next slide clicked over, and again Liv raised the tissue to her face. Frustration settled deep within him as he listened. Over the past 6 months, Sheridan Corps had come back with a slick answer to every concern raised. Some days Finn wondered if they would be successful, but then his determination kicked in. The coal loader at Double Bay would not go ahead. No matter what it took, they would beat it. Liv Sheridan's spell was practiced and polished, and he could see her confidence build as she moved through the data. The figures were positive and the outlook exciting for the region, if you could believe the word of Sheridan Corps. The slide for the rail line flicked over, and as Liz spoke of the benefit to the region, a man called from the centre of the audience. Can you please explain how a rail line to the proposed coal loader is going to bring more tourists to the island? There was a rumble of support from the crowd, but the chairman moved across to the microphone and leaned forward. Please hold all questions until Ms. Sheridan has finished the presentation. There will be ample time for questions before the next speaker. Liv continued and flicked through slide after slide. She seemed detached. Her voice was almost disinterested. Finn waited for the slide that he knew would cause the reaction from the audience, the proposed site of the coal loader at Double Bay. Even as he thought about the audacity of the proposal, his stomach burned. And he wasn't alone. Everyone he'd spoken to was ready to fight the development of a coal loader so close to the islands and the reef. The high attendance at a meeting on a Monday morning bore testimony to that. How the company intended to justify the location to the community was going to be very interesting. The further Liv got into her presentation, the more Finn was convinced that she had no passion for the content and that she was simply going through the motions. He'd seen her spark over the weekend, but today she was flat and there was little enthusiasm in her voice. He fought the sympathy that rose in him. He had to remind himself that Olivia Sheridan was the opposition, no matter how interesting he found her. His eyes widened as she flicked over to the next screen, a detailed drawing of the proposed development. What the hell? It wasn't at Double Bay. The 3D representation was situated at Orlando Bay. As Liv clicked over to the slide with the 3D representation of the development, her mouth filled with saliva and silver lights pricked at the edge of her vision. For one awful moment, she thought she was going to vomit right where she was standing. She took a deep breath and clenched her fingers on the lectern, fought the dizziness and swallowed down the nausea. The noise of the crowd increased and several people jumped to their feet before she could read off the notes that related to the slide on the screen. The council representative, who was sitting to the right of where she was standing, half got out of his seat and then sat back down in his chair. As she took another deep breath and swallowed the saliva that was pooling in her mouth, Philip jumped up and took the remote from the lectern. After he pointed it to the data projector, he walked over and took her arm and led her back to the seat. For a moment she thought it was because he'd noticed how unwell she was, but the low word hissed into her ear soon sent any thoughts of sympathy flying. What the fuck do you think you're playing at? As the screen behind her went black, the noise in the room increased in volume. The man who'd asked the question about the rail line walked to the front of the room, one fist clenched and the other finger pointing at the representative from the regional council. John, why is the model at Orlando Bay? Has the bloody council shafted us again? Double Bay was bad enough, but are you aware of the environmental impact of moving it to Orlando? It's a protected ecological environment, just like Muddy Bay was. He turned his attention to Liv. Ms. Sheridan, perhaps you'd like to answer that question on behalf of the company. Why Orlando Bay? Has it already been approved by our council? Liv went to stand, but Anthony reached over and held her arm tightly as Philip stood behind the lectern. His voice was calm and he held up both hands in a conciliatory manner. May I have your attention again? He stood there quietly until the angry voices subsided and the man sat down in a spare seat in the front row. Thank you. I'd like to apologise on behalf of the company. The look he shot at Liv was full of pure venom, but he quickly schooled his face into a regretful expression before he turned back to the audience. Unfortunately, due to an inexperienced public relations member, your time has been wasted here today. His voice was slick, but Liv was feeling so ill she didn't care that she was copping the blame for something that she didn't understand. She was too sick to even think about what was going on around her. All she wanted to do was for the meeting to be over so she could... Honestly, I don't care. Not one iota. Sack me or whatever. I don't care. Just let me get out of here.